The first flight landed around a month ago. It was filled with some of the most vulnerable Syrian families selected and approved for asylum from those dusty, those hot, sometimes squalid camps in Lebanon. 100 people initially who had fled Aleppo, Homs, Raqqa, those areas where Assad had barrel bombed or ISIL beheaded, now effectively a world away as their plane touched down in Glasgow. Among the first to arrive in this country was Ali, his wife, and their 3-year-old daughter. Ali had been a cabbie near Damascus and had seen the violence engulf his country from 2011. He said that one morning he and his fellow taxi drivers had been stopped at a newly installed government checkpoint, and he watched as soldiers then opened fire on them. He managed to escape, but was later captured by Assad's forces and imprisoned for 11 months. He still doesn't know what for. He fled with his family over the border to Lebanon to a camp in 2013, but as he says through our translator, the camps were no real refuge.
A camp in Lebanon is getting like a business. The camp is a land owned by a Lebanese owner or landlord. What he make it like a business. So I rent you, I give you a tent, $50, and I have my own shop inside the camp. You aren't allowed to buy from outside the camp.
Who's meant to be in charge of this camp? Because there's a massive camp in Lebanon that is funded in part by Britain and the UN.
This land where they put the camp in was specialized to plant potato. But this business of potato isn't making much as refugees making. So they turned from a land of potato to a refugee camp, which is good business for them.
And it was in those effectively mafia-controlled camps where he saw those dying around him, particularly in winter, and into which his daughter was actually born, that Ali was called over by the UNHCR and interviewed. 3 interviews in total, asking questions about his background, his education, his time in prison, his political and religious beliefs, before he was then told that he and his family had been selected to go to the UK. And he told me about boarding that plane to Scotland.
It's because of my miserable situation. My wife gave birth last year in winter.
In the camp. Did he think that that child was going to die because of the conditions? Did he think he was going to die? His wife was going to die?
Yeah, sure.
Can you describe what it was like to be told that you were going to be coming to Britain?
Really, I get so happy. I cannot describe how much happy I was.
And what was it like getting into the plane and knowing that you were leaving?
Once the immigration officer, the Lebanese one, stamps our passports, and he swears at us because we told him that we're gonna travel, British government accepted us. He swears at us, and then We start feel that, yes, we get our freedom. But the thing is, when we landed here in Glasgow, we feel that as a paradise, it's a freedom.
His family have a little more security now, Nick. Not certain, but certainly more secure. But what about his family back home? What about the major twin threats from Assad and ISIL? And what about British bombs now falling on his country?
Of course, I think it will help. I think it will help.
You don't think that more Syrian people are going to be, or Syrian civilians are going to be worried about being bombed, that more bombs doesn't bring about peace?
Yeah, sure. I think so. But we miss peace. We miss peace before that. Before Daesh, since the reign of Assad.
So actually the bombing would, as long as it bring about an end to the war, by getting rid of ISIL, he doesn't mind?
No.
What's your message to David Cameron?
Thank David Cameron for his recent visit to the Lebanon camp. Second, we are very grateful and thankful for the British and government and British people. And we hope that if they could help more of this refugee in Lebanon.
How many more refugees do you think Britain should take?
I hope if they can get as much as they can.
So 20,000 isn't enough?
I don't think it's enough, but I hope if they can get all the refugees from Lebanon due to the miserable situation in Lebanon.
Nick, the government says that the first 1,000 refugees of those 20,000 over the next 5 years should arrive from those camps in the UK before Christmas.